Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 370 for Thursday, April 28th. I'm Phil Ferrant-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed at Thursday's close, retreating from earlier gains in the front months as the fund buying that had propped up the futures for most of the day subsided. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar, the July contract down 20 cents at $498.50 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans had contributed to the firmer tone seen in canola for most of the day, and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures heading into the growing season was also supportive. The most active July contract had held above the $500 mark for most of the day, but retreated in the final 10 minutes to settle below that key chart point. The Canadian dollar was up by nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That's bearish for canola. Soy oil was also down sharply today, and that cuts into crush margins as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were mixed. Soybeans were down a penny to up 5 cents, the July contract down 1 cent at the final bell at $10.27 per bushel. Solid weekly export sales contributed to early gains in soybeans, with prices up by nearly 20 cents at one point. Ongoing worries over the state of Argentina's crop were also supportive. While forecasts calling for drier weather should allow farmers to resume harvest operations in the South American country, analysts estimate that up to a third or more of the soybeans there was damaged by recent flooding. However, beans ran into upside resistance and profit-taking eventually took prices back to unchanged. Corn was up 2 to 7 cents, the July contract up 6 at $3.91 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. corn sales of 2.1 million tons for the old crop and an additional 440,000 tons of new crop corn. That was well above trade estimates, with corn exports hitting their highest levels of the crop year to date. Gains in crude oil also supported the ethanol-linked grain. However, favorable spring seeding conditions across much of the Midwest limited the advances. For wheat, prices were mixed, down 2 cents to up 2 cents, the July contract in Chicago up to at $4.85 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports were actually fairly strong this week, coming in at their best levels in over a month. In addition to the improved export movement, declines in the U.S. dollar were also supportive, as the movement in the currency may bring in some more export business down the road. However, improving conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop remained somewhat bearish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Warkentin.